Yes, we finally made it to Friday. And on today's program, President Trump forgets his own comments. Letting the lady pay on the first date. Getting you Coachella ready. And this podcast is canceled. No, we're not kidding about that. It's actually canceled.
It's the Whip Around. A quick blast of what's going on in your world. Plus some other really cool stuff. Okay, here's that guy who talks, John Saucier.
One of the biggest stories of the week was about Julian Assange. You might know him better as the founder of WikiLeaks. This guy has been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for the last 7 years. That's because Ecuador had granted him asylum, meaning that nobody could go in to arrest him. Well, he was wanted on multiple crimes for multiple countries, including right here in the United States. That asylum was lifted on Thursday, and the police in Great Britain walked right in there and walked out with Assange in handcuffs. Sounded a little bit like this when he was coming out. You hear him say, the Trump administration. How does President Trump feel about this arrest?
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
Oh, you sure about that? Because let's flash back to 2016 when he was running for president. Mr. Trump?
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
Yeah, very interesting stuff there. Well, there's been actually a lot of reaction, not only in Washington, but from other people, too. And since we flash back to the 2016 campaign, let's see what Hillary Clinton has to say about it. She actually spoke in New York City last night at a scheduled talking event with her husband, Bill Clinton.
I think it is clear from the indictment that came out. It's not about punishing journalism. It's about assisting the hacking of the military computer to steal information from the United States government.
And Mrs. Clinton there referencing Chelsea Manning, who got in trouble for hacking those government computers, giving the information to Assange, who then posted classified information, top secret stuff on WikiLeaks. So now the question, is he going to be extradited from England to the United States? He'll have an extradition hearing coming up next. We go from court dates to first dates. The world sure is a different place in 2019, especially when it comes to dating, from sliding into the DMs to ghosting. Millennials are redefining the dating scene. Our business reporter Hillary Barsky is here to talk about a new trend regarding who pays for the date.
Millennials are open to talk finances on a first date. More than one third of millennials say they would be comfortable discussing money-related topics like credit score and salary on a first date, more than any other age group, according to a survey from Bankrate.com. Finances can be an ender when it comes to potential partners, and 62% of millennials said knowing someone's credit score can impact their interest in having future dates. As for who picks up the tab, millennials are more comfortable than older generations with splitting the bill, with women twice as likely as guys to expect to go Dutch on the first date. But more than half of women still expect their date to pay for everything, and most guys expect to pick up the tab. Millennials are really looking for an equal partnership versus the 1950s mentality, where the guy was the breadwinner and the woman the housewife. And they're seeking someone who pulls their weight and can contribute a similar amount financially to the relationship. I'm Hillary Barsky.
All right, Hillary, thank you very much. I mentioned it is Friday. I don't have any date scheduled this weekend, but a few friends coming into town from Boston, they want to go to a bar that's in some basement in Brooklyn, so that should be quite interesting. Maybe your plans include going to check out Coachella this weekend. The festival is 20 years old this year. Man, time really flies when you're posing in front of that Ferris wheel for the Instagram pic.
Childish Gambino, Tame Impala, and Ariana Grande are the headliners for this year's Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. The annual concert in the desert in Indio, California celebrates 20 years this year. Gambino is the Friday headliner. Tame Impala takes on Saturday night, while Grande hits the stage Sunday night at around 10:30. Janelle Monae, Wiz Khalifa, and Billie Eilish also on the bill. However, Solange canceled at the last minute due to production delays. YouTube will be streaming the event again this year with a dedicated channel for both weekends. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Whip Around. It's quick, it's topical, it's relevant, and it's all for you.
Yeah, that's the idea of this podcast. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, it is the last Whip Around today. We put a ton of hard work over the last 2+ years on this podcast, but the powers that be here at Fox News have decided to move on. So that is that. But we can't leave you without saying some thank yous, especially to our sound engineers. These are the people putting it all together to give you this finished product day after day. Kim Mulligan and Jason Jeter, fantastic job. So many special guests also, like Carly Shimkus, Jared Max, Matt Napolitano, Michelle Polino, Kristen Goodwin, Kat Timpf, Jackie Ibanez, Britt McHenry, and probably way more than that that I'm probably forgetting about right now. And also a very special thank you to a guy you hear quite a bit on this podcast, Gary Baumgarten.
Cheetos, Sweetos.
Yes, that guy. And Gary joins me now. And Gary, a lot of people probably don't know this, most listeners, but you and I and many other people actually stay up all night long to put this podcast out to you in the morning. And let me tell you, a lot of times when I'm talking on this microphone, even right now, I'm pretty exhausted.
Yeah, we're up all night grabbing the elements while people are sleeping. And then the whole idea is that when they wake up in the morning, they go to the website or to their favorite location and download it and listen to it. And yeah, we're working while they're sleeping.
Yeah, indeed. The idea of this podcast was to bring a quick newscast to a millennial audience. That is, you know, what a lot of large companies are trying to grab now, of course, a millennial audience. But Gary, you're not a millennial. You are older than me, old enough really to be my dad if you wanted to be. But I think that it really appealed to people my age, millennials, but also people who are a little older also.
Well, I learned some things actually from you. First of all, I learned that you and I don't speak the same language all the time.
Right.
Because I'll say words when I'm putting a piece together for you, and you'll say, nobody says that any longer. And I say, well, I do. Well, my audience doesn't. Right. And then you'll throw words into the podcast, and I'll say, John, what the heck are you trying to say here? You have to explain it to me. So it was an education for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it has been fun. It has been exhausting. It's been very rewarding. And the fact that it's all over is a little disappointing, too. Any highs and lows of doing this podcast over the years for you, Gary?
Well, the thing that I enjoyed the best in terms of contribution was when I went out on the street and did interviews and brought those interviews to you. And I think that's the epitome of reporting. It's the most important thing in reporting. It's easy to sit back and just talk about the things that are happening in the world. It's more difficult and more exciting to go out and actually get those interviews.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty good stuff there. So Gary and I and everyone else involved in this podcast, thank the most to you, the listeners. We appreciate it. And don't be too sad about this whole thing, though, because we do have plenty of other podcasts for your listening pleasure here at Fox News, and a very simple way to get them, foxnewspodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. You probably hear my voice on a few of those podcasts coming up in the very near future. But until then, I say, we, you know, put the official button on this one, Gary, and we blow it up. What do you say? You want to do the honors or you want me to?
Hey, it's your podcast. You blow it up.
Okay. So for one last time, at least on this podcast, I'm John Saucier signing off from New York City. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your life, and thanks for listening to the Whip Around.
When Bill was running for governor all those times, when he ran for president, there was no Fox News. Think about it.
The Whip Around is fresh and fast every morning and made right just for you.